National Pro-Life Group, Raphael Warnock. Deeply disturbing, uses scripture to defend abortion. By Dr. Susan Berry on December 6, 2020. The National Pro-Life Organization Susan B. Anthony List, SBA List, reacted to the debate Sunday night between Georgia Senator Kelly Loeffler, R., and Raphael Warnock, D., with a statement that Warnock's radicalism is deeply disturbing. The group said in a statement, "Tonight, Raphael Warnock once again attempted to use scripture to defend his extreme position in support of abortion on demand, up until the moment of birth, for any reason. His radicalism is deeply disturbing and far outside the American mainstream." Senator Loeffler, by contrast, has used her platform to promote compassionate, popular pro-life legislation that upholds the dignity of life and protects women. "We are thankful for her pro-life, pro-woman leadership." Prudence Robertson with SBA List and the Charlotte Lozier Institute tweeted. During the debate, Loeffler drew attention to Warnock's use of scripture to justify attacking the military and his support for abortion. Loeffler then responded by saying she knows the verse he references in the Bible, and she then said Warnock has also used the Bible to justify abortion. "I don't need a lecture from someone who has used the Bible to not only justify attacking our military. That's not in Matthew 6:24. It doesn't say you can't serve the military and God. But he's also used the Bible to justify abortion. I cannot stand by and let Georgians not know who my opponent is, how radical his views are, and how he would fundamentally change our country. He's out of step with Georgia's values." Warnock has stated abortion is consistent with his view as a Christian minister. Planned Parenthood endorsed the Democrat megachurch pastor in May. Warnock does not support any restrictions on abortion and said such a position fits in with his Christian worldview because he has adopted the abortion industry narrative that abortion is health care. "I believe that health care is a human right," Warnock said in an interview with GAZ's Tim Bryant in August. "And I believe that it is something that the richest nation in the world provides for its citizens. And for me, reproductive justice is consistent with my commitment to that. I believe unequivocally in a woman's right to choose, and that the decision is something that we don't want government engaged in. That's between her and her doctor and her minister," he said, adding that, during his campaign, he has been focused on women's health, women's choice, reproductive justice. "That is consistent with my view as a Christian minister. And I will fight for it." When Bryant asked him, "Do you think it's consistent with God's view that God endorses the millions of abortions we've had in this country since Roe v. Wade?" Warnock replied, "I think that human agency and freedom is consistent with my view as a minister." Former Super Bowl champion Ben Watson rebuked Warnock over his support for abortion on demand as essential to achieve reproductive justice, i.e. equality for black women. Watson, a pro-life Christian and former NFL tight end who won the Super Bowl with the New England Patriots, addressed Warnock on Twitter. "Pastor, equal access to kill a son or daughter is not justice. Justice is the equitable distribution of punishment and protection. Justice is rooted in the dignity of every human endowed by their Creator. One cannot truly fight for justice while simultaneously denying it." Watson, who has addressed the March for Life in Washington, D.C., served this year as executive producer of the documentary Divided Hearts of America, which examined the abortion debate in America.